Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And I want to mention here at the onset that we are planning on having a guest on with us here this afternoon. Pastor Alan Jenkins of the Columbia Road Baptist Church is going to be joining us in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about the floods down in West Virginia and what their church is doing to help out and what you can do to help out as well. It's been a historic level of flooding down there. Some of the floods, if you've been following this story, I know a lot of people here in northeastern Ohio are either from West Virginia, or you have family in West Virginia, friends in West Virginia, a lot of connections to that area with our region here. So I just wanted to mention some things here. If you think about it, some of the areas in West Virginia picked up as much as a foot of rain in only just an hour or two. I remember one report saying that one part reached about 10 inches of rain in 10 hours. And it's just an unimaginable amount of rain. They would have felt like they would have seen Noah go floating by here after a bit, I think. But this is a historic level of flooding. The Weather Service says that that's something to expect it only about once in 1,000 years. And of course, in the mountainous region there, and I believe it was Greenbrier County is the one county in particular that was hard hit, and also Nicholas County. And because of the mountainous terrain and the narrow valleys, the rain, of course, just the floods just surged through those areas, ripping up roads, tearing out bridges, causing a lot of damage and destruction. And I believe last I heard, the death toll there in West Virginia is about 26 people, I think, that they say they believe has been killed there. And somebody said at one point, you know, there's so much mud and there's so much damage in some of these remote hollows and things of West Virginia that number could change as they get back into some of these areas and try to recover some of the dig through some of the wreckage and clean up some of the roads and everything. But with that in mind, I wanted to talk with Pastor Alan Jenkins today, and their church, the Columbia Road Baptist Church, heads up a unique ministry, the Nehemiah Network. And one of the things that they do is disaster relief. And this is an independent Baptist church located in Olmsted Falls, I believe it is. We'll get that there. I'm sorry, North Olmsted. And they just some years ago started this ministry as a way to not only help churches and things where they're struggling, trying to maybe start a new church, or maybe a church has suffered some kind of damage or something, and also a place where people can donate supplies, building materials, all kinds of things. I know our church has taken up a number of things there over the years, different materials that they've donated to the Nehemiah Network. And then along with that, it just kind of this disaster relief program has also developed through the Nehemiah Network there at the Columbia Road Baptist Church. And as a consequence, they're able to go in. They've been down into the area as far back as Katrina, if you remember when Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast. And they've also been out in Midwest and different places, Oklahoma and things, when they've had tornadoes going through. And this one, of course, a little closer to home down the road in West Virginia. And so they've taken a load of supplies and materials, relief materials, in, I believe, about a week or so ago, and they are putting together currently another load. And you can go to their website at columbiaroad.org. That's columbiaroad.org. And you can click on the link there. You'll see a big graphic for disaster relief, or you can just go to columbiaroad.org/disaster. And I've also got that on our Facebook page. You can check that there, and you can find out more. I believe we have Pastor Jenkins joining us now. Pastor Jenkins, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brother Davis.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I just was tell a little bit about you and the ministry there at the Columbia Road Baptist Church. And you were down there just recently in West Virginia, weren't you?
Yep, just got back the last night about midnight.
And could you tell us what you saw? Because at first, you know, you were right there where some of the hardest hit areas were, weren't you?
Yes, it's absolutely devastating. It's hard to imagine what it would be unless you saw it yourself. You can see it on TV and you can hear about it, but it's just heartbreaking seeing all the loss and people trying to pick up the pieces, and it's just absolutely amazing. Though I will say this, I never heard one person complain or accuse God of doing this, but, you know, they're just, everybody was pitching in to help everybody else. And it was a real blessing for me.
And you were, you took a load of relief supplies down, and as I was mentioning earlier, you're preparing to go down again next week with some more relief supplies. And what are the kind of things that you're needing, and how people can get involved and help out?
Well, one thing that is not needed is clothes. They've asked for no more clothes. They need blankets, they need rakes, shovels. If anybody can make a major investment, they definitely need chainsaws and pumps. Other than that, they need like flashlights, batteries, and then canned food, snacks, water, any health and beauty aid, shampoo, that kind of stuff. You know, those are all very helpful to the people. Gloves. You know, mops, buckets, brooms. There's a lot of cleanup going on now, and then probably in a few weeks, once they start replacing the drywall, we're going to need paintbrushes, paint, and items that will help them do that.
Right. The incredible amounts of mud and debris that just seemed to be everywhere from the pictures that I was looking at. Was that your experience when you were there?
I never saw so much mud in all my life.
I remember going down into Kentucky, where my wife's family is from, an area near there where they had some horrendous floods. It's probably about 15, 20 years ago. It's been a while now, I guess, now that I think about it. Corinth, Kentucky, and areas down below there. And I can remember seeing, you know, the water marks and along the sides of the buildings, and you could see how high the water went because of the mud that was just still on the brick buildings and sides of things. And I remember some of the tales there, and I imagine this is even worse because the narrow valleys, you know, that water just nowhere to go.
Right. I stopped at a church and went, there were some fellows down there cleaning in the basement, and they said they had 7 feet of water in the basement. Just hard to imagine.
And, and now when you're talking...
Like you say, the mud, the sad thing too is that a lot of the sewage got mixed in with all of that.
Yes. Yeah, that's something else that happens. I was going to say, you mentioned being with a church there, and for our listeners, of course, you're helping through churches, and not just churches, but people as well that are benefiting. And you've been involved in some other things. Could you just kind of walk through how that works when your church or through the Nehemiah Network goes into an area, what you do to make sure, you know, that people get help that they need, and it goes where it's needed to go?
Amen. We try to find a local church that is willing to work with us and set up a supply center, and we send the supplies there. Many times they end up taking it to a another distribution center, but we really like to work with the local church,
right,
because they really seem to want to also really help people, you know, with some of their other needs too, and that's one good thing. But at a time like this, you know, all those denominational, religious, and barriers, you know, you just want to help your fellow man, and that's what we try to really concentrate on doing. And so we start with trying to work with a church that'll help us do that, and then you know, we get the supplies there, and they pass them out.
I was looking at Galatians chapter 6, and I think that echoes just what you were saying in Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And it sounds to me like you've got a biblical plan of operation there, because rather than just load up a truckload of stuff, go down, start handing it out to anybody that shows up. It sounds like you've got the right plan working through local churches. They know the people down there.
Yeah, you really have to be careful in times like these, because even some of the FEMA was asking people to write on the cartons of water, "flood." So because Walmart and many of those places had people that bringing them back for money, you do have some people that are going to try to make a bad situation, you know, and try to advantage their own pockets. But that's one of the reasons we really like working with the local churches.
And I would say too that one of the things that you've been blessed with the ability to do through the Nehemiah Network is you've been able to have some things on hand so that you can respond immediately. And if you could just tell a little bit about that, about the basis of the Nehemiah Network. You've been on the program with us before a little bit, but some of our listeners probably haven't heard about that. But if you could just kind of explain a little bit about the Nehemiah Network, how that works, and how it helps you get ready for situations like this when they come up.
Hey, amen. We have a 15,000-square-foot warehouse on the west side of Cleveland that our church owns and operates. And we try to get this stuff collected, and of course we watch the dates on it to make sure nothing is out of date. And if something does start to run out of date, we take it to a food bank. But there's so many disasters that have been taking place, and we almost hear one at least once a month. And so if we have these supplies on hand, and we encourage people to donate regularly to us, if we have them on hand, as soon as a disaster happens, we can take a truck and leave. We've done Oklahoma, the tornado there. We did tornadoes in Arkansas and Illinois, and then we did the water for Flint. During that situation, we took several loads up to Flint to try to help those folks. And then now God has allowed us to help here in West Virginia.
And what's the biggest item that you can use right now, in addition to prayer, of course, because we certainly need prayer, but in terms of physical?
I would say cleaning items, because there's just a lot of cleanup right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, any kind of food that would be easy for them to eat, and
right,
and also water.
Well, if you could give out your contact information where people can contact you, I'll have some of this listed on our website and our Facebook page as well. But if you want to give out your contact information, if somebody wants to get involved, wants to be a help, wants to help supply the needs for some of the relief efforts going to West Virginia, we're talking with Pastor Alan Jenkins, Columbia Road Baptist Church, and they're working with the Nehemiah Network. They're taking a load of relief supplies into West Virginia to help with the recovery from the devastating floods there recently. And if you give that information out, appreciate that, Pastor Jenkins.
Sure. My phone number is 440-781-0209. And the address of the church is, it's Columbia Road Baptist Church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio, 44070. The warehouse, Nehemiah's Network, is 4488 West 160th. That's in Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. You can also go to our website and donate to Disaster Relief. That's www.crbc-online.org. And when you go on there, just look for Disaster Relief donation.
Right. Now, if somebody was to get together, you know, a load of some supplies and things, maybe through their church or just their family, would it be a good idea for them to contact you before just showing up?
Yeah, that would be good, especially at the warehouse, because we're not always at the warehouse. The church, we have been leaving open for, you know, someone there to receive the donations there pretty much 9 to 5.
Okay.
But the warehouse, sometimes we're out picking up stuff, and so it'd be better for them to call if they're going to drop off a large donation.
And you had mentioned about picking up something if somebody had some things. Is that a possibility under certain circumstances?
Yes. Yeah, we'd be glad to try and do that.
Okay. Well, that to me, this sounds like something that certainly our churches ought to be getting involved in. Like I said, we have an opportunity to do good to people right now, and we certainly, I think, have a responsibility. And as we think about the celebration of the independence of our country coming up this coming Monday, the 4th of July, this is something that ought to remind us that we're a country which entails some responsibility for our fellow countrymen to help each other out. That's why you band together in communities, why you band together as a nation to help each other out, to lift up those that are fallen, to encourage one another. We do that in churches and as well. And so I think that as people are celebrating Independence Day this 4th of July, this would be a great time that perhaps people planning parties could say, well, let's get together some, you know, some canned goods or some materials that we can donate to this effort. And it just seems like something that 4th of July is thought of as picnics and barbecues, cookouts, and enjoying a feast. And we ought to think about these people in West Virginia, our fellow countrymen. Really, in many of our cases, our family members, our friends, our former neighbors who have moved to West Virginia, and we need to be helping out people there as we have opportunity. How's things been going so far? Have you been getting a number of things in?
Yeah, we our church made a really good effort last week and with this initial load. And we've had a couple other churches call and say that they were going to be bringing stuff. Brother Ballard from Ravenna brought some stuff up. And and then also some churches I've contacted this morning are trying to work on some shovels and rakes.
Yeah,
Channel 19 also did a story on us last week. So that helped out a little bit.
Yeah, actually, the local media has been good to you folks with your ministry, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
I've seen you on TV before with some of these things, other disasters. I was going to say Pastor John Lutz of North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio, in his program just before us was mentioning this and encouraging
somebody called
people.
Somebody called me right after that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'll have you give out those numbers again here before we close the program. One of the things I wanted to touch on is, you know, we've been focusing on meeting the people's physical needs, but I know that you've had some tremendous opportunities through this ministry to actually minister to people's spiritual needs. Have you had anything that sort of stands out with the West Virginia floods or maybe something in the past that might be an encouragement to people?
I know that particularly whenever I was in Oklahoma, I had a lot of opportunity to pray with people, just to try to minister to them. In many of the cases there, they had totally lost everything. on this trip, I didn't really, because the people were so busy trying to clean up the mess, I didn't really get to talk to individuals a whole lot. So I did talk to some pastors that were, you know, trying to get their churches back together, and was able to pray with them and encourage them, because, you know, they, in many cases, they're trying to get the church together and also get out and minister to their families that lost. And so, you know, just had an opportunity to pray with many of them. And then I did work a little bit in the one food distribution place down there and volunteer some time. And then I took some loads of, I filled up the van. I had a cargo van. I filled that up and from one of the distribution centers and took it out to a community that was kind of far out there that needed some things. And I was dropping that off at the fire station. But it was just a busy time, you know, and, you know, I was emotionally drained probably more than physically just looking at all that.
Well, you sound like you're still a little on the tired side here yet today, and I want to thank you for agreeing to come on at short notice to talk about this, especially after just getting back from all of this. And like I said, I'm hoping that we'll get some people who will, you know, this 4th of July, what they're celebrating, will be mindful of the need of our fellow countrymen, brothers and sisters in Christ that are suffering in West Virginia right now, in the fact that we have an opportunity to be a help, to be a blessing, to be an encouragement. You know, Northeastern Ohio, we don't typically think of ourselves as being prone to some disasters of this magnitude, though things can happen. And I'm just thankful that God has raised up your ministry there, the Nehemiah Network at the Columbia Road Baptist Church, and given you that opportunity, and so that other people can, you know, work through you to help be a blessing to these people. Why don't you give us that contact information again? We're coming down toward the end of the program here.
All right. My phone number is 440-781-0209. Address of the church is 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio. And the address of the warehouse, 4488 West 160th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. And if you want to donate, you can go to our website, www.crbc-online.org. And I want to thank you, Brother Davis and Brother Lutz, for giving us some time to share about this today.
Well, and the best way to help out, of course, is prayer for you, prayer for your church, prayer for the ministry, the Nehemiah Network, and pray for the people that are down there in West Virginia. But sometimes, you know, we got to go a step further than just prayer, don't we?
That's right. That's right. Definitely right.
So I want to encourage our listeners to pray for you. And I want to thank you for being on the program with us today. I encourage our listeners to pray for the people of West Virginia. Something probably we should add here. People want to help and they want to go down. I remember when we went down into that area where they had the floods in Kentucky, because my wife, you know, had family members. There were areas that we were able to go to, Corinth, Kentucky. I'm trying to think of the other area that was hard hit. But there were areas where they did not want outsiders coming in, even if they meant well, just because they were struggling to recover. And what advice would you give for people having been there?
You know, there's some groups down there that, you know, if you go like to the fire station, you know, community center type thing, they can direct you to where you can pitch in and be a help. And hopefully our ministry, we hope one day to advance into, you know, doing teams.
Right.
Just doing that work.
So, in other words, call before you go, if at all possible, and work through a ministry like yours.
Yeah, it might be wise to do that.
Yeah, and so that you don't become more of a hazard or a hindrance than a help. And but you've got a great ministry there, Pastor Jenkins. I want to thank you for being on the air with us. And a reminder, check us out on our Facebook page, livewithpastoral.com. There's a link there. I'll get one on our webpage at livewithpastoral.com, Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al as well. But Pastor Jenkins, thank you. Pray for the people in West Virginia and pray for our country. We live in a great country. It's got a lot of flaws, needs a lot of prayer. God bless. Happy Independence Day.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.